else you got with Mitch and Margo. How you doing today, Mitch?
Oh, I'm doing phenomenal. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. What else you got?
That's a good one, but I heard you've got a phenomenal topic for today to start us off.
Well, phenomenal is an awfully big word. I don't know that I would set your expectations quite that high, but I do have a topic for us to discuss. So have you ever heard the phrase, the more things change, the more they stay the same?
Yep. Also, the more you learn, the less you know.
Well, I think that's a different one.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a different one. We can come back to that one. Don't forget that one. We'll circle back. But tell me what you think my phrase that not mine, I didn't come up with it. It's just, you know, out there in the ether. The more things change, the more they stay the same. What does that mean to you?
So there's about two other phrases that are similar that I thought of those who don't learn history are bound to repeat it, and history repeats itself. And so it's one of those that humans are extremely predictable. The only thing that changes is what the date is and what exactly they did, but they did the exact same thing, just with something different.
Do you think that a person's personality is set by age 17 and it's not possible for them to change beyond that point?
It is possible to change. Personalities are set, but the things that affect the personality can shift, which means you'll see different facets of the personality as you go. And it's one of those that, going off of the root topic of the more things change, the more they stay the same, of even though a person is set, they very much fit into the textbook definition of human behavior with their own little flavor to it.
I think the phrase is a little confusing. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Because logically, I want to say, well, if things are changing, they're not staying the same. So if things are changing, how can they still be the same?
So I want to start with some of the more aggressive examples of humans fight. It used to be with tiny sticks, then it turned into bigger sticks, then it turned into stones, and then it turned into swords, it turned into arrows, it turned into tanks, it turned into helicopters, but people still fight.
That's a true and sad example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now I'm just stuck on the image of people fighting.
Now, if you want a different one, is humans are naturally inclined to travel and explore. It used to be finding new lands and setting up new settlements. Now it's getting on a plane, flying to a new land, and yes, there's people already there, but you get to find something new.
Okay, I like that one. I mean, both examples you shared are accurate. I really like the traveling visual, you know, because I'm thinking in terms of the human being as we age. I don't know if I agree with the idea that your personality is completely set at age 17. I do think that we are capable of change, especially if we're self-motivated for that change. I think we are very capable of improving ourselves and redefining ourselves and, you know, exploring and finding new ways to live our lives. I do think we are capable of change. I also think that as we grow and age, so for me, example, even though I insist that I'm still quite young at heart, I am aging. We're all aging. And as my hair color changes, as the wrinkles on my face change, I don't feel like an old person. I still feel like that 17-year-old or maybe 24-year-old or maybe 27-year-old. I still feel like the same person, even though my exterior shell is continuing to change. So the more I change, I'm still the same.
Yeah. And it's one of those that kind of going on back up since we're shifting towards personality, going back to where I said personality is loosely set, but the environment brings out different facets. Because one of the more profound examples that you see semi-regularly is when someone finds a faith or loses faith. It's mm-hmm. one of those that you see this grungy character that seems to be revitalized, reborn, and they become basically a different person. They still have the same personality. It's just their environment has changed to encourage different behavior. And then you have at the stark contrast of someone who had faith, who changed. They may appear more liberated, but generally they are grungier, crankier, and overall more irritable. But it's one of those that they're the same person, same personality, but their environment shifted to the point where you're seeing different aspects of that same person.
Well, and to that point of changing your environment, one time I asked a coworker, because remember, I work in the mental health industry, so I'm not a therapist, but I work with therapists. And I asked a curiosity question one time. I said, why is it so common when a person chooses to leave a lifelong religion and where they have never previously smoked or drank alcohol, or, you know, dabbled in other things, they choose to leave a lifelong religion. Why is it they have such a huge swing to a different lifestyle where they're suddenly smoking or drinking alcohol or, you know, experimenting in other things? Why doesn't a person just choose to leave a religion and continue to live a similar lifestyle that they've been living, just no longer a religious lifestyle? And the therapist explained it to me that oftentimes when a major life decision is made, you know, you're here, there's a pendulum swing. And so when a major life decision is made, it causes this big pendulum swing. And so the reason that they are making decisions that are so much further outside of their previous norm is because of that pendulum swing. And then as their new normal settles to wherever that pendulum ends up, then they'll settle into their new norm. But you're talking about, you know, a change in environment. Sometimes a change in environment or such a shift in daily functioning can cause a pendulum swing. We're still the same person. Things have changed majorly in our lives, but then once that pendulum settles, then we have a new normal and we're still the same person. We've changed aspects of the environment.
Yeah, and kind of going off of what you're talking about, the pendulum, even though the pendulum's swinging from one side to the other, is it a different pendulum?
Right. And so, yeah. What is the pendulum? Are we the pendulum? What, or is the pendulum the environment? What is the pendulum?
Well, we could do it both ways of we are the pendulum and we're swinging through the environment, or the environment we are and the pendulum is the environment swinging through us. And so even though we're still the same space, we just have something that's swinging through and moving us around a little bit. And so depend however you want to look at it, we can loosely draw it to we're the same as we are. We just have environmental changes that are encouraging different behaviors.
Ooh. And that just made me think of the term neural pathways. I mean, if we're thinking of the pendulum swinging, for anybody who's gone to therapy, hello, me, my therapist and I often talk about the process of creating new neural pathways in the brain to utilize different skills and go through life in a different way than we've been doing in the past. So if that pendulum is swinging, that could even maybe be thinking in terms of creating new neural pathways, because pendulums often don't just swing back and forth in a lateral, is that the right word? Lateral direction. Pendulums often, you know, swing through a circular pattern. Does that make sense? The pendulums I've seen in real life, the giant ones, they often go more in a creating like a sphere effect. I don't know if that makes any sense. But so if you're thinking in terms of like neural pathways, maybe that pendulum is attempting to carve out or experiment at least with different neural pathways. And then it's up to us as the appointed person in charge of our lives to choose which neural pathway we want to make our chosen pathway and choose which way of that pendulum swing we want to continue riding that swing. That was a pretty bad analogy, but there's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it makes complete sense because a couple years ago, I went through a similar swing where, because divorce has magical things that make you swing. And so I went through the, all right, if this failed, let's shift almost everything, see where that lands me. And I got to the other side. I'm going, no, I don't really care for it over here. And so I started swinging back the other way. And I've settled somewhere more or less in my original realm. But it's still one of those that it's the, you change your environment, which sometimes is your thinking, even though I'm the exact same weird person. And I swung to the other side, experienced it over there. And it's one of those that I could choose to stay on that side, but it's just one of those I'm going, didn't quite care for it. And so I swung back, and it's one of those that, going back to the original phrase of the more things change, the more they stay the same. And it's one of those that, does the pendulum ever leave its location?
Ooh, define location, because if you're talking about does the pendulum ever detach from where it's attached above, then that point remains the same. The pendulum, so is the pendulum the entire device, or is the pendulum the ball at the end of the chain that is moving?
Technically, it's the entire device.
Okay, so the actual pendulum does not detach from it's called a focal point?
I'm not or a pivot point.
So no, it does not detach, but it moves about. And I think it's really key as that pendulum is moving about to ask yourself, what is bringing me peace? What is bringing me joy? What is bringing me contentment? And I think that's the neural pathway that we want to reinforce. That's the swing of the pendulum that we want to maintain. And we have to define that for ourselves. What brings me joy each day? And it might change from day to day, but what brings me joy? What brings me peace? What brings me contentment? What do I want out of my life? Do I want those things, or do I thrive better in unhappiness and contention? Am I happy being unhappy? Each person has to define for themselves what they want their life to look like. What are their values? If each of us can define our own individual values, we can make choices on where our pendulum is going. We can make choices on what neural pathways we want to create to reinforce what it is we want out of life. Me, I want peace. I want joy. I want contentment. I want chocolate pizza.
Chocolate pizza would actually be kind of interesting. I think that's considered a dessert pizza.
Yeah.
But one of the interesting thoughts, because pendulums, once you get them started, so it requires some kind of encouragement to get started, they generally have loosely the same swing area, and eventually they'll settle, and then you'll have to restart the swing. And so it's one of those that sometimes you need to encourage it to move somehow. And for the really big pendulums, they may need encouragement like once a year because they'll just keep swinging. Some smaller ones, you need to encourage them every couple minutes. Or one example is a grandfather clock. It's one of those that you have the pendulum that keeps time of seconds, but if you look at grandfather's clocks, there's a couple of weights inside of it that go down, and you need to wind them up about once a week. And what do these weights do? They encourage the swing of the pendulum so it can keep time effectively. And the entire point of me bringing this up is, even though we have this pendulum swing and you're trying to figure out where you want to swing, sometimes you need to encourage bigger swings. Sometimes you need to encourage consistent swings, or you're trying to figure out how to stop the swinging.
Well, I think, and I was going to try to ask Google here really quick. I'm not always the fastest, Googler. But I think that there are some pendulums that are in continual motion. I was trying to see if I could find it really quick. But I think that there are some, because I've seen some really huge ones, but I can't remember where, because, memory's first to go, I suppose. But I think that there are some pendulums that are propelled by the Earth's gravitational force or rotation.
Yes. I believe they need to be encouraged.
Oh, here. I don't know how to say this word. Foucault pendulum was named for the French physicist Jean Foucault, if I said that correct, who first used it in 1851 to demonstrate the rotation of the Earth. It was the first satisfactory demonstration of the Earth's rotation using laboratory apparatus rather than astronomical observations. And so I think that might be the one I think I saw it at the Smithsonian Institute. Oh, but then Google says no pendulum can swing forever because the system loses energy on account of friction. That's why a grandfather clock has to be rewound every few days to inject a little energy back into the system.
Yeah, it's so if it were in a frictionless environment, they'd swing forever just based off of gravity. But because we decide to hook them up to fixed points in space, that is usually where they slow down. And so that's why you need to encourage them occasionally.
It also says, is the pendulum witchcraft? That's a fun topic too. It says here, witches use pendulums for healing, psychic cleansing, finding lost objects, choosing an item out of a group, or locating water and or. So I forgot about that type of pendulum. You know, you can put a crystal point on the end of a chain and use it as a pendulum to find answers to things. That's a fun topic too. But so more things change, the more they stay the same. I don't know. I love the topic of pendulums and neural pathways and the necessary motivation and energy it takes to move a pendulum.
Here's a thought. Since you have a larger breadth of experience,
Did you call me old?
Not in those terms, but yes. So what is something that as a kid you remember that is either being brought back or hasn't really changed since you were a kid?
Being brought back, you mean in society or in my own life? What do you mean?
Either way, anything from parachute pants to afros.
Parachute pants.
I'm not saying that's from your time, but I'm going, that's something that's coming back.
Okay. You know, fashion is definitely secular. Secular. I am not a fashion expert, so I should not speak to fashion, but yeah, just like the width of hems on pants. So they used to be called bell bottoms. Don't know what they're called nowadays, but you'll see the width of pant legs narrow or widen, and it comes back and it, you know, goes back and forth. And then the waistbands of pants up or, you know, higher up on the waist or lower down on the hips. Fashion is something that comes and goes and cycles through, maybe because there's a finite amount of choices when it comes to certain topics. And so it's inevitable that things are going to cycle back and forth in a pattern. And so, a coworker the other day told me that she went roller skating. And I said, I love roller skating. And she's younger. She explained to me that she skated on a set of quads. Well, when I was a kid, they were just called roller skates. And then along came roller blades, which are inline skates. And so to me, roller skates are skates with four wheels per foot. She called them quads, which still is an accurate word, but it's not something new. Roller skates have been around for a really, really long time. Roller blades would be considered something newer because quads existed before inline skates. But I just thought it was awesome that she was explaining to me quads versus inline. And so I love roller skating. So that would be something that, I don't know if it's something that's coming back, but maybe from my childhood, everybody had roller skates, also known as quads. Then it went to roller blades, and now skates are coming back.
So I'll ask this question. So just on the note of roller skates, from when you first encountered them to now, do they look different?
No, because how many different ways can you change skates? The skates with four wheels, also known as quads, it's a shoe with wheels attached to axles, right? All these words, you're better at like terms of things. But so the basic construct is the same, four wheels beneath a shoe. Sometimes they attach to a shoe, but no. So maybe colors and materials have changed, but a skate is a skate.
Okay, so let me expand it to a very large topic. Cars. Have cars changed?
You know, we all used to think that we would be using flying cars by now. Cars still pretty much have four wheels.
Okay, so let's roll cars back, say, 2,000 years.
2,000 years?
Oh, sorry. They're called carts back then.
Carts.
But have they changed? Not really. Four wheels, some way to propel it.
Horsepower.
Yeah. And so it's one of those that it's changed, but it's the exact same thing. Used to transport people and supplies.
Yep. More things change, the more they stay the same, because a car or a cart is still used to transport people or things, and it still has four wheels, still has horsepower.
And if we want to get really fancy, backpacks, a really simple device, and doesn't matter what form factor, you'll always have someone hanging stuff off of it that it probably shouldn't be hung that way, but they still do. Completely different, exactly the same.
More things change, the more they stay the same. Except our podcast. We change every single time. New topic. So, well, yeah.
But even though we're changing, we're eventually going to find our groove and be the exact same despite topics.
Well, and we are the same. Mitch and Margo, it's still a podcast. We still ask each other, what else you got? But we keep changing from topic to topic.
On that note, I think that's it for this one. As we continue to change and stay the same, this is What Else You Got with Mitch and Margo, and we will see you guys next time.